The weather's so lovely today. The birds are singing. The bees are buzzing. I do so love summer. Is the tea to your liking? Wonderful. Now, of course, I didn't bring you here to enjoy the nice weather. You responded to my ad for additional hired help. To be honest, I'm shocked. Not once, but twice over. The people around here typically avoid my manner. So getting an applicant, well, it's quite rare. But, not only that, a young lady of your age applying is even rarer. What drew you to my ad, if I may ask? It seemed mysterious. How so? Ah, yes. I suppose the way that I wrote it was a bit vague, wasn't it? But the pay seemed good, I take it? I thought as much. Why apply for this position, though? We're so far out in the country. Certainly, you could have found something in town. Trying to get away from home? Ah, say no more. I understand all too well. With that in mind, this is a longer-term contract. Are you okay with, assuming we move forward with this, potentially being here for 4 or even 5 years? I see. Not one bit of hesitation. Well, you'll be comfortably roomed in the estate and provided with general necessities, as well as a paycheck. You'll be granted personal time as well. And should you wish to study or pursue some sort of skill, there's an expansive library available to you. It sounds too good to be true. Oh, no. I assure you, it isn't. No, this is pretty par for the course for the estate. You're simply another house servant in the centuries we've been here. Don't take that the wrong way. I just mean to say that, for us, it's business as usual. Yes, centuries. The manor has been here for quite a long time. We've got a rather long history in this region. Considering you lacked any sort of aversion to applying for ad, I take it that you aren't a local? I see. Well, it doesn't particularly matter. Merely a curiosity. What happened to the other servants? Yes, vacancies are fairly uncommon with us. Your predecessor, they decided to move on after the contract ended. Rather than renew it. They had loftier goals of going to school. I gave him a rather hefty bonus for his loyal service over all these years, and I sent him on his way. Many of our other staff, they stay on until retirement. Some, even beyond. So, what do you think? You want to do it? Excellent. Then, I'd be happy to have you on board. Yes, it is as simple as that. Is there a problem? Am I interested in your skills? No. The only thing that matters is your willingness. You see, there's only so much I can learn from an interview anyway. I need hands-on experience with you. Besides, the contract includes a clause to release you if I am dissatisfied in performance. But that clause has never come up to date. Everything else, we can teach you. A willing and eager participant is what matters the most to me. Why don't we head inside? The sun is a little bit intense for me today. We can finish up in my office. I've already got the contract ready for you to sign. Excellent. Come along then. You may leave your teacup behind. One of the other servants will clean it up in due time. After you. My office is on this wing of the manor, along with my bedroom and the other private rooms. The servant quarters are on the other side. The manor itself is quite big, with a number of twists and turns. Chalk it up to old design sensibilities, I suppose. You'll learn to navigate it in due time. Over here, on the left. Take a seat at my desk. Make yourself comfortable. Now, I've already got a contract prepared for you. Take your time reading over it. Make sure you understand everything. Feel free to ask questions. You don't care. You just want to sign it. Well, I suppose that is your choice. There are parts of the contract that are more, informational, so to speak. But we can always discuss those afterward. If you're ready, then give me your hand. Thank you. Hold still. This will sting just a little bit. Calm down. The pen merely needs fluid. What's the matter? Your blood? Oh, yes. Call it old-fashioned, I suppose. It's an old tradition, far older than you've been alive. Pardon me for not informing you. To me, it just seems like such a natural thing. Signing the contract with your blood is symbolic. It speaks to a deeper bond than mere ink on paper. You will still sign, yes? You won't let a little thing like that hold you back? Excellent. Then, when you're ready... Wonderful. The contract has been made. I'll take these back and file them away. Ah, yes, of course. I was going to get to that. There is an important part of the contract that you are to never break. More so than anything else. I don't care about minor insubordination or anything like that. You are, after all, merely human. No. In this manner, we respect privacy. This family, my guests, and my servants. Our legacy is safely guarded by keeping each other's secrets. That respect extends in both directions. Anything you confide in me will be kept a secret. I will not share it with the other staff, the other residents, or guests. It is merely between the two of us. That sounds dark. Perhaps a little bit. You see, my family has ruled over this part of the country for countless centuries now. We've seen to its prosperity and safety, and we've asked for little in return. Some look fondly upon me, and others, they speak in hushed tones. Why am I telling you all this? Because it's important for you to understand your place in my world. Come and take my hand and stand up. There. You have such beautiful youth. I was so busy chatting and interviewing with you that I had not properly paused to take a good look at you. I find myself jealous of such things. You think I shouldn't be? Why not? You've got that youthful spark of life in you. What's not to be jealous of? Because I am quite beautiful myself. Oh, quite the flatterer. Is it appropriate to say such things to your employer? No. No need to worry. I'm merely teasing. It's just... Perhaps it's better to say, I am jealous of the blood of life that pulses through your veins. This entire time, I've been listening to it. Why, it's practically deafening. I'm worrying you. What's wrong? You just told me I was beautiful. If you're bold enough to say such a thing, there's no need to be nervous around me. Why am I acting like this all of a sudden? Now that you've signed the contract, I think it's time that you learn my family's secret. After all, it is critically important to understanding your place in this household. You see, I am a vampire. You should probably continue breathing. There you go. Take it slow, my dear. You can get the words out. What do you mean, how? Come now. Did you really think that all of those folktales about vampires were merely that? The stories had to come from somewhere. Oh, it isn't that. Then what is it? The sun? You're wondering how I could be a vampire with us casually sitting at the balcony. You've watched too many movies. A vampire as old and powerful as I am. At most, the sun may tingle or sting a bit. Daylight is most dangerous to fledgling vampires. But as our power grows, we regain the ability to withstand light. My, if you're surprised by that, you'll be positively shocked when you find out we've got garlic stocked in the kitchen. There are so many things I have to teach you. You don't have to be afraid of me. I am not going to. Wait, is this... I see. You aren't afraid of me. You're excited by me, aren't you? What do I mean? Do you mean to tell me that you didn't even notice? Look down. The pulsing erection in your pants is as clear as day. I can't remember the last time I hired a girl that was turned on rather than terrified. Usually, I have to calm them down and coddle them for a time until they get used to being around me. But you are different. Oh, I am going to have so much fun with you. I was just going to teach you the basics on caring for the manor, but I think I'll need to educate you to serve me in a different way. What do I have in mind? Well, first, I think I need to see what you've got for me down here. I do believe a physical examination of my newest servant is in order. Given how eager your dick is, I'm sure you don't mind. Good. Then show me. My. You are a healthy young lady. I can't even think of back to the last time my presence was graced with a cock this big. The shape of the head. Oh, any woman would love to be destroyed by this cock. And it's even leaking. I think I'll have a little taste then. Salty, but not overpowering. Suitable, but I may adjust your diet to better suit my preferences. You wouldn't mind letting your mistress do that. Oh, good girl. Yes, I think that I've decided exactly what I'm going to do with you. Given how eager you seem to be right now, I take it that you desire to serve me, yes? God. Though, even if you did say no, your body certainly betrays you. Then I do believe I know exactly what I'm going to do with you. By day, we can focus on your general studies and your physical education as well. Then, at night, I'll train you in satisfying me. Everything will be handled personally by me. I am going to mold you into the perfect toy for me. Don't worry, though. You're going to enjoy it. And my training regimen will greatly benefit you as well. I do believe I'd like another taste, though. Why don't you sit on the edge of the desk and spread your legs for me? Good girl. Your dick is so hard right now. It's twitching and leaking pre-cum everywhere. It wouldn't do for you to make such a mess in my office. I'll have to clean it up. Stay right there. Don't move an inch. It's even bigger up close. Ah. What a scent. Oh, how cute. It twitches so eagerly when I kiss it. Then what about if I do this? Does my mouth feel good for you? Yes. Yes, what? Ah, that's right. You learn so quickly. You are to answer me with a yes, mistress, in private. Of course, the others need not know of my choice to take you on as a playmate. I suppose you deserve a treat for catching on so quickly. Delicious. And now you're all clean as well. Now, pull your underwear back up. Am I done with you? Certainly not. My dear, we're merely getting started. But my office is not a good place for us to play together. My bedroom is across the way. Shall we retire to my bedchamber? Good. Come along, then. Out you go. My, you've already become such an obedient kitten, haven't you? How delightful. I'll make sure you're well rewarded. Now, nobody should be on this side of the manor for quite some time, so you needn't worry yourself about any awkward encounters. Here we are, perfect solitude and privacy. Come, let us make ourselves comfortable in my bed. You may sit beside me. Good, good. Look this way for me. Such a dumbstruck look on your face. The slight bit of drool hanging from your lip is precious in its own way. Taste of your lips and a taste of your cum, but there is one thing that I haven't had a chance to sample yet. That's right, your blood. You wouldn't mind giving your mistress just a little sip, now wouldn't you? Am I going to turn you into a vampire? Oh my, certainly not. That gift, why, it's reserved for very special occasions. Drinking from me by itself won't do such a thing. Now, if you have no further objections, would you kindly tilt your head to the side for me. Good girl. Thank you for the meal. That was smells good. Ah, I seem to have ripped my dress a bit. I'll have one of the servants fix that for me later. Judging by the look on your face, I suppose I should explain myself. I have a particular little quirk. When I drink blood, these get bigger. Quite the difference, isn't it? The more I drink, the more plush my breasts get. You may have a touch, if you like. Your hands are unskilled, but there is a certain affection behind them. I can work with this. Tell me, do you prefer this size? Personally, I find it a bit inconvenient for day-to-day purposes. Not to mention, most of my clothes aren't sized to accommodate. But for intimate moments like this, I find it to be rather delightful. So, go ahead. Enjoy them. You've earned it so far. If you so desire, you may bury your face in them. Here, I'll even pull my dress down for you. Beautiful, aren't they? Straight in, Yes, yes, worshiping mistresses. Sucking on my nipples. You're so rough and untrained. But I love your passion. Yes. All right. All right. Calm down, my dear. Surely, you aren't simply content to merely grope and suck on them, are you? You are? Well, maybe, if you continue to serve me well, I'll let you do as you please for the evening. But no, I have more in mind. I was thinking about how bad I want to taste your hard cock again. And given how much you like my huge, soft tits, why, it'd only be appropriate to wrap them around your dick while I suck on the tip. You're doing it again. Do you remember to breathe, my dear? How does that sound? Good, good. Then lay back on the bed. Seeing it like this makes it look even bigger. Or maybe it is bigger. Perhaps drinking from you made you even harder. And it's burning hot, too. I'll just have to cool you down then. Now, just relax and let me envelop your cock in my soft breasts. It's so big, the tip peeks out of my cleavage. Does that mean that I can? I can. How delightful. Yes, yes. I'm going to enjoy every moment of this. And I know you will too, my dear. How does that feel? My huge, soft, squishy breasts wrapped around your hard, hot cock. The heat is practically molten. Now, what shall I do with you? Maybe give myself another taste of your tip. There's so much pre-cum. Perhaps I could get used to the taste. Do you like that? You seem like you're already in so much pleasure just with me teasing the tip. But you want more, don't you? I already know that you're a greedy girl. Yes. Well, consider yourself lucky. You've thoroughly amused me so far. So I suppose I can treat you just a little bit. So much cum. I wonder, is there any end to it? Such a good girl. Feed your mistress your cum. I sure looked down with you, didn't I? I haven't seen a cock of this big in so long. I look forward to sneaking into your room and milking it every single night. I'm sure you don't mind, do you? Oh, can't even speak. It's alright. Just enjoy yourself. You don't need to do anything right now but drown the pleasure I can give you. Perhaps a test of your endurance is in order instead. Let's see how long you can hold out if I pick up the pace. How long can you last if I give you everything I've got? for all of my energy into emptying those happy balls of yours. Oh, the sounds of your moans. Yes. Cry out for me. Cry out for your mistress. Lose yourself in my soft embrace. Good. Yes. Your cock is even harder now. Good. God. You must love these huge breasts, don't you? Oh, my breasts are so sensitive after growing. It feels so good for me too. Your pre-cum is leaking all over my breasts. They're so squishy and sticky. I love it. I'm gonna train you every day and mold you into the perfect joy. I'll empty your balls every night. I'll drain you dry, and you'll love every second of it. You're happy to be mistress's newest plaything, though, aren't you? Now your cock got even harder after I bit you. Absolutely delightful. I'll feed on your blood, and then I'll feast on your cum afterwards. I love this cock. I love it so much. You're such a good girl. You're doing such a good job. Yes, you're doing such a good job holding back for me. I'm so proud of you. You've made your mistress so happy. But it's all right. You don't have to hold back anymore. I want you to come. I need you to come. Good. I can feel your cock twitching and your balls tightening up. And then I guess it's time. It's time for me to finish you off. I know you can't take it anymore either. You want to come so bad, don't you? Then come. Come for your mistress. Give me everything you have. Don't hold back. Pour every drop of your cum all over my breasts. Yes, give it to me. Yes, yes. Shoot it all over my breasts. Cover me in your hot cum. Good, good. I want to. Delicious. How absolutely delightful. And this is why I love younger women. What a mess. I do believe that I made the right call in hiring you. Oh, don't feel bad about making a mess of my bed. Instead, feel proud of yourself for making a mess of me. My pale skin smeared with your sticky cum. Your hard cock still twitching in my breasts, covered from tip to base in my black lipstick. Oh, it's quite the sight. A joy that I feel I had nearly forgotten about. Here, let me get off you. Go ahead and sit up for me. You're still worn out. That's quite all right. I won't hold it against you. Well, I'll certainly hold these against you. In that case, I'll come to you. I guess I'm making even more of a mess of the bed, aren't I? Well, it's worth it. Because now, I get to do this. Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, I just know I'm going to enjoy our time together. Oh, just relax. There's no rush. We can take our time. The sun is just starting to set now, and the night is young, and we have many, many hours ahead of us. I've decided you're going to spend the night in my bedchamber. And then tomorrow, we can see about getting you properly situated in the manor. I usually house the servants on the other side of the estate. But for you, there's an empty room on this wing. I've been uncertain about what to do with it for quite some time now. But I think I'll put you in there. It'll make it easier for me to slip in and visit you. You have rekindled a flame in my cold heart that I had long forgotten about. I am so looking forward to the days ahead. Let's just stay like this for a while. Good. Good girl. You are such a good girl.